Mo?
Hi, guys.
How do we want to start?
Just go right into it.
Okay. So, Max, we have a guest with us today.
I wrote an intro.
Oh, you wrote an intro?
Yeah.
That's our cold open right there.
Well, the very best evening to you. Now, to our new listeners, welcome. And to our old listeners, welcome back. Another episode of Wonder and Magic awaits you on this special episode of Uncasting today. I'm Max, one of your co-hosts.
And I'm Brian, your other normal co-host, and...
I'm Jax.
Our special magical guest today.
Your today co-host.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
No, thank you.
We do the social media stuff at the end, right?
Yeah, and we can do it right now, too.
Oh, no, they don't need to follow me. I'm just a pleb.
That's not true. Definitely not true.
So, yeah, and today we are going to be talking about Harry Potter. We're going to recast that timeless classic.
Right.
And we've asked Jax today to come help us.
Harry Potter's the best.
It is the best. And we're just going to cast the first book today.
Right.
And what was that?
I have a confession to make.
Go on. Let's hear it.
I've only read the first book.
Shame on you.
I'm a newbie to Harry Potter. I've seen the first movie and I've read the first book. That's all I really know.
I have taken
the test.
Ooh, what are you?
I'm a Gryffindor.
Okay, that's not the worst. What are you, Max?
I'm a Gryffindor as well.
Are you? Oh my god. I need to go.
must be a family thing.
I'm a Slytherin.
Slytherin?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm wearing my Slytherin scarf
today.
Well,
I'm wearing all black too, yeah. But that's, you know.
I've taken the test multiple times, and I'm definitely a Slytherin.
You get the same result every time?
Every single time.
My understanding is that Slytherin aren't necessarily evil. They're just very practical and ends-oriented.
Yeah, we're like, we just really, really care a lot, and sometimes it comes off as a bad thing.
High standards.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that makes sense. You're wearing your Slytherin scarf as well.
Did you take your Patronus?
No,
that's not the first book.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's like
spoilers.
Oh, yeah, spoilers, by the way.
Yeah, hopefully. That's a standard disclaimer. We always, you know, there's spoilers for the media that we're talking about.
That makes sense.
So.
And if you're listening to us right now on this episode, you should have read Harry Potter or be familiar with it enough to know what's happening.
Right.
So stop right now if you haven't read or even heard of Harry
Potter.
Read
the whole book and then come back.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Yeah, we'll wait.
We'll wait. We'll come back. All right. So because we have a guest, we're a little thrown off from our normal routine. Since I'm not that familiar, and in case someone else isn't that familiar, just kind of go over the plot of the first book. I'll let you guys do that.
Okay.
There's a kid with a scar on his head.
His parents got murdered.
There's a really bad guy that killed them.
He's dead, baby.
The kid lives in a closet for a while.
And he has the worst aunt and uncle and cousin.
And then he goes, whoa, I just skipped a lot. Some really giant dude finds him and gives him a letter.
After a million letters come through his chimney.
And then he makes some friends. Spoiler. They're all magical.
And they're best friends.
They're super duper best friends. We're doing a bad job at explaining that.
And we'll skip to the end, and he has a lot of teachers who like him and hate him, and he plays chess at one point, finds a dog.
Christmas is the only holiday that matters, apparently.
And they find a Sorcerer's Stone, and they don't get to keep it.
The bad guy's Voldemort.
and one of his professors is working with him.
Kind of, but not really.
Isn't Professor Quill?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he yeah. is. I thought you were talking about somebody else.
Well, we don't
Let's not
that.
Confuse them.
They both don't like Harry all that much.
See, I would have started with the whole School of Magic thing.
Oh, yeah, and it's but in England.
Right.
Harry Potter's parents died by Voldemort, and Voldemort's out to get him, Harry Potter, because Harry Potter didn't die. And Harry Potter's a wizard.
Yeah, and it's the book is basically the story of his first year.
Yeah, it's his
Hogwarts.
First year at school. That's probably the most important part.
Each book is a different year,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, each year is a different year.
Okay.
They only go there for 7 years. Which would be awesome. You know what they never explain? They never explain what they do before they go to wizard school.
There's like would there be like wizard prep school or
but
something?
They never explain it. Like, if you're a muggle, I get it, because you wouldn't know that you're a wizard, so you would have gone to normal elementary school,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you would find out when you're ready to be a wizard, because you got the letter. But if you're already, like, if your whole family's a wizard, what school do you go to before you go to Hogwarts?
Oh,
or whatever
man.
Your wizarding school is, right?
That's, yeah, I'd never even thought of that.
I think about it all the time.
Well, what about Lily Potter? Didn't she go to like normal school before?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If you've never been to the Muggle world.
Because
Harry is both.
Well, I guess we got a Twitter chat. J.K. Rowling to him.
This is the thing that keeps me up at night all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do they learn things?
Magic.
Homeschool?
They magic learning into their brain.
Yeah, maybe homeschool.
Homeschool.
Okay, but Ron's mom homeschools them, but that's because she can. But like, what if both your parents have to work? Who teaches you?
If they're wizards, do they have regular jobs?
The elves.
They have
them.
Regular wizard jobs.
Right.
I bet the elves.
But it's not
them.
In the Muggle world.
Gotcha.
So they like they'll be teachers, or they work for the ministry, which is basically like the government.
Mm-hmm.
And or they'll be bankers, but they're bankers for the wizard world.
Right.
But
I don't
think
like
there's enough jobs
yeah,
in the wizard
cause
world.
Yeah, because Ron's whole family, this is turning into a debate. Ron's whole family, his dad studies the Muggle world, right? He knows nothing about the Muggle world. It's his job to study the Muggle world.
Okay.
Like, there's literally one line in one of the books where he's like, what is the purpose of a rubber duck? Because they just don't know. So where do the kids go to school?
Yeah.
They wouldn't go to elementary school or preschool. Not in the Muggle world.
Yeah.
Do they have their own version?
You're looking at me. I have
no idea. I don't know.
No idea.
This is an important question.
It is. And now there's a schism in the Harry Potter
Listen,
community.
There's a lot of holes in Harry Potter.
Yeah, I'm surprised there isn't like the subject of an entire, you know, book
know.
On
there
what they
be.
Do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of holes in Harry Potter. I'll say that.
Scar-shaped holes.
Yeah. Holes. Anyways.
So, I guess we can move on to the casting part. That's yeah. what the podcast is about.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first, Jax?
Well, let me ask. Did you, when you were casting, picking your cast, Jax, were you thinking of either making this as a TV series or a movie?
Ooh, I didn't even think about that. A TV series would be awesome. They toyed with almost making a TV series. Like, with not, like, Daniel Radcliffe and stuff. They were going to, like, do a whole new cast. And then they never did it.
Well, now's our chance.
Oh, my God.
Do you think your picks would be good in a movie or TV?
They'd be good in both.
Okay.
Yeah. They'd be all right in both. So, mine are a lot of cosplayers also.
Right.
Mine's kind of random. Some of them are cosplayers, some of them are not.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Cool.
That's how the show works. You just whoever you want
cool.
to cast.
I bent the rules a little bit.
Well, that's a great thing. There are no rules.
Yeah.
I have a disclaimer about my picks as well. I didn't pick all British actors.
Okay.
Same with me.
I don't think...
So I apologize if that's offensive to Anglophiles.
I don't think any of mine are British. I have some Russians. Some Dutch people. No British people, though.
I like it.
Actually, and, that's a lie. One of them might be British.
And some of my picks may be considered critiques of J.K. Rowling.
Okay. We like arguing with her, though. It's okay.
Yeah. So she'll give us good, honest answers back.
We'll start
with... Or she'll hide. Never talk to us.
Start with Mr. Harry Potter himself.
Yeah.
So, Jax, who did you choose?
So, I chose a cosplayer called Ron Cruz Vaz, and he looks exactly like Harry Potter. I have pictures. I'm showing them, but you guys can't see it.
Does he cosplay Harry Potter?
Yeah, he cosplays Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what's his Instagram handle? So
it's Ron Cruz Vaz.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wrote their Instagram names down, not their real names, because I don't want to out some people that don't want to be outed.
Definitely.
But yeah, he does a Harry Potter cosplay, and it's really good.
It is really good.
And he does like a lot of Harry Potter cosplays as well. I think that's his main thing.
Did you choose anyone else for Harry
Potter? No, so some people I picked two, and some people I only picked one, because I was like, his is just really good. Yeah.
Perfect.
Also, I based off what they look like in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of did that on my picks a little bit, but and I just picked actors who I wanted to see play Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah, that works too.
And one of my first choice, I did Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
Ooh, he would be really good. You know who he would also make a good one? It's not in the first book, but he would make a really good Newt.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Right?
I can definitely see him
doing
that.
He'd be really good, Newt. Have you seen the new movies?
I have not. Oh, I've just seen the trailers, I think I know who Newt is.
Yeah, he's the main
guy with
dude.
The long
yeah.
coat.
The scraggly hair.
Isn't he mentioned in the first book?
Yeah, he's the writer
of the book.
One
yeah,
of
the name
students'
is in
books. Yeah.
Yeah. And my second choice, I did Asa Butterfield.
I don't know who that is.
He was in the Ender's Game. He was the kid in Ender's Game.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, I could see that. Oh, yeah. Those are good ones.
Yeah. I thought both of those guys could definitely play Harry Potter. I think he was described as kind of almost nerdy, skinny, scraggly. Doesn't quite fit
anywhere, yeah.
Anywhere.
I could see that.
Good choices.
Who did you choose, Brian?
My first choice, I'm bringing him up so you can see the picture. Caleb McLaughlin.
Name sounds familiar.
He plays Lucas on Stranger Things.
Oh my god, he would be really good.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
He would be good because he kind of has the same, well, at least on Stranger Things, he has kind of the same personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my second choice, he might be a little too old.
All mine are too old.
All mine are too old. Maybe not. He's a
We're doing adult Harry Potter.
Okay. Well, I was thinking, like, if you were doing it as a series, you'd want to pick someone younger so that they would grow up as the books go.
Exactly, but what they do with the movies.
That was the constraint that I put on.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Other choice is Tony, and I'm going to mispronounce it, Revolari. And he played Flash Thompson in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, I've never seen it.
You haven't seen that one?
Mm-mm.
Here.
He's been in some other things. But
he was also in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
No.
Wes Anderson movie. Tony.
I'm not cultured.
That's fine. Tony Revolari.
Okay. He has the same hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, you wouldn't really have to dye it or anything.
Yeah.
Right. The Harry Potter hair. The wild mane. Those are my choices.
Those are good.
Those are all good choices. And then, you know, at the end, we're going to do the final casting call where we pick our top choices.
Yeah, definitely.
So Ron Weasley is next.
Okay, Ron Weasley. I didn't know of this cosplayer until I was, like, looking for a Ron cosplayer. But their Instagram name is It's Shugo Livira. I'm probably fucking that up, but...
Oh, he looks spitting image.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Just like him, And again, I just based
Perfect.
Off of what they look like in the movie.
Dead ringer for Rupert. What was Rupert?
Rupert Groot. He's in that. Have you seen his new show?
I haven't.
Oh, it's so funny.
He's got a TV show.
Yeah, he has a new TV show where it's about this doctor misdiagnoses him with cancer.
Oh, is it like Sick Note, right? Is it
on
Netflix?
Sick Note. Yeah, that's what it's called. It's really funny. He misdiagnoses him with cancer, and then the doctor like comes back and was like, oops, sorry, we messed up. And but he's already told everyone that he has cancer, and mm-hmm. everyone's being like really nice to him, so he keeps like going along with him having cancer. Very controversial, but it's really funny.
It's kind of like a less evil Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he just kind of, you know, reaps the benefits of having the sympathy and stuff.
I only picked one again for Ron.
All right. Who did you have?
I chose Saoirse Ronan.
I don't know who that is.
I gender bent Ron.
Oh, okay. And I almost did that with him.
Yeah. And so I did, she's in Lady Bird. She was the lead in Lady Bird.
Oh, I do know who that is.
Yeah, I think she was in...
She's been in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Hannah was one of the fighting movies she was in when she was a lot younger.
Okay, I never saw that one.
Lady Bird was what she was in recently. Brooklyn. She's Irish, and I think she could definitely pull off a Ron.
Yeah, that would be good.
And my second choice was K.G. Apa. He plays Archie in Riverdale.
I never saw Riverdale.
Neither have I, but...
I know it from the memes, but...
There's a...
Yeah, yeah. No, she would be good.
Yeah. And yeah, and K.G. Apa is this gentleman right
here. Oh, yeah. He's like a suave-looking Ron.
Yeah. I just kind of like to see him... I've only seen like one episode of Riverdale.
Oh, okay. And, no, he could definitely be Ron.
But I definitely could see him playing more of a timid character.
Yeah.
Yeah, finding 13-year-olds for this was
difficult.
It was
too hard. Yeah, so I tried to find kids as well, and it was just too difficult. It was like, we're going with an older cast.
Yeah.
I went with, they're both in Stranger Things, but my first choice is Noah Jupe.
Oh, I almost picked him.
Which one is he in Stranger Things?
He's, I can't remember the character's name. Hang on.
Sidebar, I've never seen Stranger Things.
Oh, no.
I've seen the first season.
Do you like horror?
I do. I tried to watch the first episode and just didn't catch me.
Interesting.
I'll give it another shot, but...
Yeah. You're the first person that I've ever heard that says they couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
Because people are typically really hooked on it.
Yeah, I know it has D&D and I love D&D, but it's just something
It's not heavily focused on that. Like, they mention it quite a few times, but...
Yeah, I just couldn't get into it for some reason.
Sorry, he's not coming up.
But yeah, I love horror. Did you see Hill House?
Yeah, I liked Hill House. I didn't think it was scary, but I did enjoy it.
It was a thriller.
Yeah.
Really? It was very suspenseful.
Yeah, it was just, I'm kind of a snob when it comes to horror movies. Yeah.
That's fine.
I went to film school.
Actual film school. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
But it's turned me into a brat.
Yeah.
I've definitely become one of those hipsters that is like, this isn't done right, even though I couldn't make anything better.
My other choice was Noah Schnapp, who is the main character on Stranger Things.
Okay.
Yeah, he would be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Personality-wise. That's a good choice, yeah.
Ron Weasley, at least from the books, he's friendly but kind of bumbling,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Not like a hero type, but, you know.
Wants to be.
Sidekick.
Yes. He is in his head.
Right.
He has good intentions and then he just doesn't act on them.
Have you seen the movie, Brian? Any of the
Yes, a long time ago.
Okay.
And I know the actors. I mean, I've seen them all over.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with general media. And then Hermione. I can never pronounce that correctly.
Hermione, like when I first read the books, I could not figure out how to pronounce it because I was like a kid when I read them. And mm-hmm. then the movie came out and I was like, finally, I know how to say all these names.
I did the audio books.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. So. Did you do it on tape or did you do it like recently?
No, recently.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Audible.
I used to rent the audio tapes from my library.
Nice.
And I used to do that.
I think you still
can
do that.
I'm not old. I swear. Okay, yeah. So for Hermione, I picked a girl that I'm going to mess her name up, but I follow her on Instagram. Her name is Slad Kolslova. She's Russian.
Okay.
Okay.
But her Hermione is amazing.
Oh, yeah. That is great.
It's really good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then I did pick a second one for Hermione. Have you seen the meme girl, Hermione, the one that dances to, like, techno rave music?
Maybe.
Oh, man. I won't put the audio on because it'll mess with the the mics probably, but... Her name is Kelsey Ellison, and she actually is British, but there's no, like, she doesn't really take pictures of her and Hermione, but she dances to dubstep as Hermione.
Oh.
She's, like, a dancer, and she, like, went viral on YouTube from doing, like, a dance at a Comic-Con or something.
Oh, wow.
But she just, like, there's just, like, a video of her dancing in her room as Hermione.
Oh, that's great.
But you'll have to look her up, because she actually does, like, look like Hermione, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but she went, like, crazy viral on like, YouTube or something. Probably Reddit or something for it.
Imager.
Yeah.
Our intro and outro music is dubstep, so
oh, we're nice. Totally down that's with perfect. Dubstep. Man, I wish I could find... She doesn't really take pictures as just her.
Yeah, it's mostly kind of the inside joke from Deadpool 2 when he was fighting Cable.
Oh, here's kind of a picture of her. She's with a drag queen in this one, but she's that one.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
but she looks like younger Hermione.
She does.
She's that one.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But she would be my second choice. She would be like, if Hermione wasn't so uptight, she would be my choice for Hermione.
Okay. So I chose for Hermione, first choice was Maisie Williams.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, from Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Okay, so you guys are spilling your tea. I've never watched Game of Thrones.
I've only watched, like, the last season.
I could see her being Hermione.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has, like, the right face for it.
Does, yeah. And she can be kind of stuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Ariana Stark, right?
Arya
Stark.
Arya Stark.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's the tomboy of the whole Stark clan.
Yeah.
Okay. And then her sister,
Sansa, I know is nothing the about Game girl. Of Thrones.
Same with it's me.
Good. Okay.
I only watch over the shoulder
the
of my
final
dad.
Season is coming out in
right.
April.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to binge the whole thing start to
finish. I tried to watch it one time and there was too much talking. And I've tried to read the first book like four times.
Yeah.
It's wordy.
I haven't made it through the books.
There are a lot of words.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat. I've only watched over the shoulder of my dad when he has it on.
Nice.
And then I have to look up on Wikipedia or ask him, oh, who's that? What's that guy doing?
I don't know anything about it either.
Yeah.
I know who Jon Snow is. Because people are, like, obsessed with him.
There's people cosplaying. Yeah. And Daenerys, probably.
That's the
dragon
blonde
queen.
One, right? Yeah. Yeah.
I know a lot of cosplayers, especially in Portland, who do that.
Yeah.
Really well.
But that's it. And then whoever her husband, not husband, is. The dude that, like, I just know that she, like, gets captured and is, like, forced to be a wife.
Oh, Aquaman.
Is that Aquaman?
Khal Drogo, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Jason Momoa.
Okay. Yeah, those are the only three characters I know.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my second choice was Karina Shipka.
Her last name sounds familiar.
She's Sabrina in the new Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Oh my god, she would be perfect.
Yeah.
That would be really good.
She's already a witch.
Yeah.
So she'd fit right in.
She was my first choice, so we just got it.
Nice. Oh, we got double ding.
We got a match.
Nice.
Nice.
Her Sabrina character is very similar to Hermione too.
Yeah, I think I chose her. I thought she would just kill it.
That's really good.
I liked
her
from Mad Men. She was really good on Mad Men as Don Drake's son or
daughter.
Draper's son, daughter. Sorry.
I only saw the first season of Mad Men.
I only saw the first four episodes.
Nice.
I couldn't finish it, sadly.
To Kiernan Shipka. And then my second choice, Lulu Wilson.
Okay. I'm not familiar with her.
Mm-mm. See, I'm glad I didn't do actors because I don't know a lot of actors.
She was in the most recent Annabelle movie. Annabelle Origins.
Was that the one that we watched?
No, 2017.
Okay.
Anyway. There's a picture of her.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. She would definitely fit the bill.
She was also... She was in Haunting of Hill House. She was young Shirley.
That's right. She was her.
Young Shirley.
Okay.
I thought she would be a good...
She would be a really good Hermione.
Oh, yeah, she would.
You guys are picking good ones.
So now we move on to Neville.
Longbottom. So I actually did pick an actor for this one.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I picked Josh Peck.
Oh.
I think he would be a really good Neville.
Yeah, he would.
Do you know who Josh Peck is?
I'm looking at him.
Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm not familiar. Yeah. Okay.
He would be a really good Neville.
Yeah.
He doesn't act like Neville in Drake and Josh, but I can see him pulling it off.
Yeah. Isn't there like a fan theory that he was supposed to be the chosen one?
Yeah.
Or he is actually it?
Well, Voldemort also killed him. Well, Voldemort didn't kill his parents.
Spoilers.
The prophecy. Sorry, shit.
That's fine.
We already said spoilers.
We already warned everybody. If you're still listening, it's your own fault.
Yeah, true. But yeah, there's a theory that he
fits the bill for the prophecy as well.
He's pretty perfect for it.
Yeah.
But
cool.
A very interesting thing about Neville that I find is he's very much a part of the first book, and they cut him out of a lot of things.
Yeah.
In the movie. Mm-hmm.
Up until like the very last few movies, he started getting a bigger role.
Yeah. Because they kind of, I think they realized that they had to have him as a bigger role. Because he's like kind of a part of like the three.
Yeah.
Like Harry, Ron, and Hermione, and Neville. But they like, in the movies, they just like throw him out.
Yeah.
When they started the movies, she hadn't finished all the books, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I
think they were done.
No.
You think they were all done?
I think maybe the last few ones hadn't been finished yet, but she was...
I don't remember.
Unlike George R. R. Martin, she finished the books before she...
Right.
Before they finished the series.
So maybe they didn't realize how important he was throughout the story.
Yeah. Sorry. my mom used to work at a grocery store as a stock clerk when I was a kid, when the books started coming out. And the grocery store that we worked at... Or she worked at. I ended up working there later. But they used to sell the Harry Potter books. And my mom would cut open the boxes for the books and bring them home to me early. So I would read them before anybody else got to read them.
Shame.
That's great.
Yeah, she could have gotten in a lot of trouble.
I remember growing up, too, that there was always this thing like, oh, who got the Harry Potter book first so you could read it and get it. Know more about it before everyone else did.
Yeah, I remember when the book came out, I wasn't ever like a big reader. Like, I don't like to read, but I love like witchcraft stuff. And so like, I was like, Mom, make sure that you save one for me. And she came home with it like before it actually came out. And I got to read it before all my friends did.
Nice.
I felt so cool.
Nice.
Did you choose anyone else for Neville?
No, I just picked him.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. He was perfect.
For Neville, I chose, my first choice was John Boyega.
Name sounds familiar, but I don't know who
he was.
He
was Finn in the new Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, alongside with Daisy Ridley.
Yeah.
Ridley, I think is.
Daisy Ridley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Boyega.
One in Solo, right?
Force Awakens.
Okay,
The Last Jedi, I think it was.
Have you seen them all mixed up.
I've seen them all, but I'm not like a super Star Wars fan.
He was the stormtrooper who defected.
Yeah, I know which one he is.
Okay.
I just couldn't remember what movie he was in.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
that's right, because he was the boyfriend, not boyfriend.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a love triangle between him and the pilot and Rey.
Yeah.
And then my second choice, I gender bent Neville.
Ooh.
And Zendaya.
I don't know who that is.
She was in Spider-Man. She's MJ in Spider-Man. She's in The Greatest
Zendaya
Showman.
We put Zendaya in lots of things. Because
was she in the older Spider-Mans?
No, she was in the newest one.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Now she looks familiar.
Yeah.
She was too fancy before.
She's a singer. Normally, right?
I believe so.
That's cool.
She was in The Greatest Showman as one of the trapeze girls.
I never saw it.
Uh-huh. That's all I know, unless I start going on
I watch
IMDb.
A lot of anime.
So do I.
Anime and Harry Potter.
Have they done that yet? They should do an animated...
So, Box Lunch just came out with anime figures.
Okay.
That are Harry Potter.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're really cute. They're like little chibis of them.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Yeah, I think she was on the Disney Channel a lot too. Oh, okay. So.
Yeah, she would be good.
Those are my choices for Neville Longbottom.
I just noticed I only have one choice for Neville. I guess I didn't have a second choice.
Okay, Wyatt, you're pulling a me.
Wyatt Olaf.
I don't know who that is.
He had a bit part in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
I think he played a young Star-Lord leader.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he was also in It.
Oh my God! Yes, I do know him from It.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
I've seen both of those, but I mostly picked him on the basis of that picture.
Yeah.
That looks like a Neville Longbottom to me.
It does look like a Neville. I can see that. A curly-haired Neville.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Who's next?
I think Draco Malfoy is next. We were doing the kids first, and then we're going to do the adults. Cool.
So Draco, I also picked a cosplayer. And his his cosplay name on Instagram is literally just a Dutch Draco. All he does is cosplay as Malfoy, but he looks exactly like him in the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's just spot on right there.
Oh, yeah.
He looks just like him. It's creepy. It's really creepy.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah, he's a dead ringer for sure.
Yeah, but I only picked one because I couldn't find another, like, crazy good Draco Malfoy like that.
Our rules are more like guidelines.
Yeah.
We just kind of, you know, we're playing it by ear.
Like everyone that I found, I was like, this is them. And then I just couldn't unsee it. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. This is really good.
My first choice was Jack Gleason.
Yeah. He would be good.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, we got the double ding again.
Did it again.
Yeah, just King Joffrey just screams.
That's right. That's Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I know who he is.
I know who he was, too, and just, like, how everyone hated him. Yeah. So, I think...
Because he's, like, the kid king, right?
Yeah, and that kind of reminds me of Draco being the kid king.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely evil.
And my second choice was...
Draco's not evil, though.
He just misunderstood and has bad parents.
Well, I mean... Some Slytherins are evil,
some
right?
Some are evil, but...
Wasn't the headmaster...
Draco's just really scared, okay? He needs to be protected.
Oh, okay. I guess I need to read the rest of the books.
You do need to read the rest of the
books. I need more context for him.
He is really mean, I'll give you that. Draco's really mean.
He doesn't have to be mean,
but... he doesn't really have, like, good role models.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, Voldemort is his role model. Yeah. His parents worship him.
His parents are... Spoilers.
Yeah.
His parents are not the best.
They could be better.
They could be better.
The mom's okay.
The mom just wants to do what's best for him, for Draco. Yeah. So she just goes along with it. It's kind of like with Punisher, how Kingpin or Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
How Kingpin just like manipulates everyone into having to work for him. That's kind of how his parents are.
Okay.
And how Draco becomes. So.
Yeah.
But his dad is kind of an asshole.
He is. Second choice was Gavin Leatherwood. He was on Sabrina, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina as Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I could see him.
Definitely. That picture, too.
Yeah.
Smirk on his face.
I can definitely see him just being Draco Malfoy.
Yeah, I could see that.
Maybe he could be a little bit more nicer and just be a little bit more manipulative.
Yeah.
Instead of just being an outright jerk.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of showing that he's manipulative, he can, like, do it in secret instead.
Yeah.
I can see
that. Be more backstabby.
Yeah.
Who'd you pick?
Well, other than Jack Gleason, which we already picked.
Oh, nice.
Peyton Witch. Okay. He's the bully on Stranger Things.
I need a picture of him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, I do remember him.
Yep.
He would be really good.
Mm-hmm. He's just got that evil look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Misunderstood.
How dare.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Those are good choices.
I actually have a lot of friends who are Slytherins now that I think about it. You know, people I know.
Slytherins are good people.
Yeah.
All good.
Slytherins really care about their friends, which is a very good trait. Sometimes we just care too much.
Right.
Sometimes you just got to kill someone else over it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
That's kind of Frank Castle's thing, too.
Yeah. Frank Castle would be a Slytherin.
If you don't kill them and just knock them out, yeah, then you're on good terms.
Yeah.
He only doesn't like you if he kills you.
Frank Castle would be like a Slytherin or a Gryffindor. Because Gryffindors can be dicks, too.
I think, wherever.
Sorry, can I curse?
I think he would just tell the Sorting Hat whatever one he wanted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, sorry.
There's a little box we check when we upload. It's explicit content.
Okay, cool.
So it's cool.
Yeah, I can just imagine Frank Castle just telling the Sorting Hat, yeah, not this house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Frank Castle doesn't want.
I want to be Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
What? Hufflepuff.
The house would be like, no, you're not a Hufflepuff. Actually, I will say that I am most Hufflepuffs I am not friends with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for some reason, anyone that tells me that they're a Hufflepuff, I'm like, that's why I'm not friends with you. It's just like that personality type I don't get along with for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Hufflepuff, I never got a real good handle on Hufflepuff as a house.
Newt's a really good Hufflepuff. He's a bad example because he's a Hufflepuff in the new movies.
Okay.
And he's like a good Hufflepuff.
Okay.
But they don't like dive too deep into Hufflepuffs at all because none of like the main characters, except for Cedric, who you'll meet like later. Yeah.
Okay.
Is, but they're very like, they are kind of what people think Slytherins are. Like they're very backstabby.
Okay.
Like, they'll, like, smile to your face, and then they'll go back and, like, tell their friends to make fun of you.
Okay.
And then when you, like, confront them about it, they'll be like, no, they were just, you know, they did that on their own.
Okay.
Yeah. That's, and every Hufflepuff in real life I've met has been like that.
Gotcha.
So I don't get along with them.
Okay.
Sorry if you're a Hufflepuff.
Yeah. Apologies to our Hufflepuff listeners out there.
You are still loved.
Yeah, someone loves you. My mom is a Hufflepuff, though, but I don't think she really is. I think she got mis-sorted.
It happens from time to time.
Yeah, happens to the best of us.
Then we move on to the adult characters in the book, which was much, much easier for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, Jax,
I did have more fun with the adult characters, too.
Who did you have for Albus Dumbledore?
For Dumbledore? I actually, it's a girl, but she gender bends cosplays.
That's fine.
But she's like she's so funny as Dumbledore. Her Instagram name is Vandershark.
Okay.
And this is actually a really funny picture of her, but she wears like leggings and stockings under her Dumbledore outfit.
Oh, I like it. I like that a lot. I would want that Dumbledore.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Which to me is like Dumbledore's personality. Like, Dumbledore's really funny.
He is.
I almost did a newer Dumbledore, too. Like, a young Dumbledore.
Okay.
But I didn't.
What'd you think of Jude Law's performance as Dumbledore?
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Dumbledore is one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
Because he, like, he will do anything for anybody else, and he puts himself, like, in the worst situation. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just, like, generally a really good person.
He's
but he's also manipulative.
He is.
Yeah. He'll, like, trick you. But he tricks you into doing things that are good for you.
Right.
And then terrible for himself.
He puts his own needs second.
He does, yeah. He's just, like, he's, like, a good role model.
He is.
And he forces you to do the thing you're scared of, which I think is important. Because if you get too babied, then you'll just be scared of everything.
Right.
Like Draco.
Do anything.
Like, he just gets babied his whole life. And then he's, like, too scared to do anything.
Yeah.
But Dumbledore, like, pushes Harry into, like, doing stuff that he's, like, terrified of. It's like exposure therapy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The big scene I remember in the first book with Dumbledore, the key character moment scene, is when he was talking to Harry about the mirror.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of explaining that it's not necessarily what you want. You see in the mirror, it's,
deepest desire.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Which may not be the thing that's good for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. It's what you think you want the most.
Right.
Because the mirror explains it as the thing you want the most, but it's really the thing you think you want the most.
Right.
Like, Harry thinks he wants his parents alive because, like, who wouldn't want their parents alive?
Right, right.
But he wouldn't be able to do. He literally would not be able to save the school if it wasn't for that.
He wouldn't
that
be able to grow
situation.
As a character to step up for that.
And he's honest. Like, Dumbledore's really honest, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Like, there's no BS with him. He just, like, tells you how it is.
Right. He's very straightforward.
Yeah. But in a nice way, it's not like a Dumbledore. Jerk way. Yeah, yeah, in a nice way. But I like her as Dumbledore, because she's also really sassy.
Dumbledore is a little sassy. Yeah, I think she would be great.
Yeah.
Especially with the stockings.
Yeah, yeah, the stockings are gay pride flag, just for anyone that can't see it, which is everybody.
Well, if they're looking on their phones now.
I think we're going to need a special blog post with this podcast where we can put links to all the cosplayers.
I can send the pictures and stuff to you guys.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, definitely.
Who did you have, Max?
For Dumbledore, I chose, my first choice was Anthony Hopkins.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
I could see that.
He was Odin in the new Thors. Yeah. Westworld. I just kind of imagined the Westworld version.
Okay, I never saw Westworld, but...
Just kind of more wise from a distance and making moves, manipulative moves, but
right.
In the
he's
good
got an agenda and he's going to do it no matter what. And he's not going to necessarily tell you what his agenda is, so you can get on board or not.
I like it.
But eventually you're just going to do it.
Yeah.
Because he set those things in motion.
I like him as Dumbledore.
He's an amazing actor, too.
Yeah, he is a really good actor.
Second choice was Christoph Waltz.
Who's that?
From Inglourious Basterds. He's in a lot of Quentin Tarantino's.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. I think he would just have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He can be charming, and he can also be manipulative and have a good heart.
Yeah.
And get things done.
Yeah. He just needs a massive beard.
He does. Well, he had one in Django Unchained.
I never saw that.
But he'd need to grow it out more.
Right. Right. Lizards have beards.
Who'd you choose, Brian?
I was afraid we were going to have like a double match on this one too, but I guess I see Dumbledore, having only read the first book, a little differently. So my first choice, Liam Neeson.
Ooh. That's interesting. I like that.
Like, he's kind, but he's also super strong.
Yeah.
You know, personality-wise.
Calm, cool, and collective.
Yeah.
Right. He's always composed. He's always, you know, you always
Dumbledore.
Get the sense that he's very confident in what he's doing. He's never... unsure. So
I like that. That's a really good choice.
I like it.
And then my second choice, a little more whimsical, Jeff Bridges.
Nice.
Yeah.
A little more cuddly, you know, friendly type.
Even your grandpa. You'd want to be friends with him.
Yeah, right. Your grandpa.
Right. Right.
That's hilarious.
Grandpa Bridges.
Surprised no one said Gandalf.
I think I thought about that. Ian Holmes, right?
I don't know his real name.
No, not Ian Holm. Ian.
I just.
He was Magneto, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just love that people get him confused.
Yeah.
So, when I used to work at that booth at the con, we sold a Gandalf poster, and people would always point at it and be like, "Oh my God, it's Dumbledore!" And I'm like.
No.
Not really.
Yeah, I think I know who you're. I thought about him, but for some reason
he's
thought he was
the obvious choice.
I thought he was already
McKellen,
Dumbledore.
Ian McKellen.
I thought he was already Dumbledore. Cuz I know that they switched actors in after the first or second movie, cuz the original Dumbledore passed away.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so they switched.
Wow. Maybe he is then. I didn't know that.
Real-time update, one of the top Google search things is Gandalf and Dumbledore the same person?
Nice. Are they? In the new movie?
Canonically, yes.
Horror movies? Yeah.
No, they're not the same actor.
I didn't
but
think they were.
I was thinking like, you know, on like a fan fiction headcanon idea, maybe they're the same person.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it was a prequel.
I don't know enough Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter lore to tie that all in together. And then Hagrid is the next guy.
Hagrid.
Yeah.
Hagrid. So Hagrid, I picked my friend Sean.
Oh, yeah.
You know Sean. His Instagram is Sean, not Mulan. I didn't bring a picture of him.
No, I met him.
Sean. That's I've right. Met him. So I picked my friend Sean. He's like... He's freaking huge. Sean's like what? Like 6'4" or 6'3" or something like
something.
That? He's huge, and he's like a big dude.
And he's such a nice guy, too.
Yeah, yeah, and he's so nice. Like, he is Hagrid.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's who I picked. And then I was like, I can't pick anyone else because Hagrid is Sean.
I can't unsee that. See him next. I'm gonna go, oh, hey, Hagrid.
Yeah, do it. He needs a lot of hair.
He does.
Yeah, Sean's also like very clean shaven.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to start working on his beard.
Right.
Just gentle pokes. Hey, you should grow a beard.
You should grow a beard. It's not November or anything, but you know.
Just do it.
Do it.
So yeah, I chose for my first one was David Bautista,
who that name sounds familiar.
Drax the Destroyer in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Buff Hagrid. Yeah. That would be great.
He's kind of the comedic relief a little bit, and it's kind of funny and goofy, and I think David Bautista could definitely
Drax
pull it off.
Drax is my favorite.
I can see him being friends with a baby dragon.
Yeah, definitely.
Just imagine Drax just teaching you how to take care of animals.
Yeah. Pretend Groot is a dragon.
Yeah.
He would be good.
If you stand perfectly still, it won't see you.
Yeah.
second choice was, he was from Game of Thrones. I'm going to mispronounce his last name, probably his first name too. Christopher Hivju?
I don't know.
He was Tolman in... Game of Thrones.
Tommen,
yeah.
I don't know that one. I'm not that deep.
That's the only reason I know him, because my friend cosplayed him from Emerald City.
Tommen is one of the Stark kids. I don't think that's who you mean. Do you mean Hodor?
No, not Hodor. I'll pull up a picture of him.
I know Hodor from the memes. I don't understand the memes, but...
Hold the door.
This guy.
Oh, okay. I could see him as Hagrid.
Tormund. Oh,
he's got
okay.
a good Hagrid face.
Oh, yeah. He would be good.
Yeah. I think he would just be perfect for
it. Yeah, that's a good one. Is he a big dude?
He's a big dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not big. I mean, he's muscly, but he's super tall.
Yeah.
Super tall.
Because, Hagrid's half giant.
Mm-hmm.
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 Both of my choices were from Game of Thrones as well.
Nice.
But no, it's not the same as yours. My first one was Hodor. Christian Nairn is the actor's name. Because he's a big guy. Very hairy.
Yeah.
He's actually a DJ in real life.
Interesting.
It's very funny. I just can't imagine him, you know, spinning. and then my second choice is Rory McCann, who plays the Hound on Game of Thrones.
I'll bring up a picture for you. I don't know that one. There's going to be a lot of picture attachments on this one.
Yep. Or hopefully while you're listening, you're looking it up.
Yeah,
Googling
look it up. Don't make us do more work.
Yeah, we'll do the work. But yeah, just look it up while we're going if you don't know. Or just nod and go, oh yeah, I know who that person is.
Yeah, pretend you know.
Also very tall.
Okay. I could see him as Hagrid.
His character on the show is very stern, but he's got this kind of sarcastic turn to him. Nice. And if you see any like video of him in real life, he's actually like super charming.
Nice.
And he leads like sing-alongs behind the scenes on the set and stuff. And I can see him, if he got to play himself rather than playing the character he plays on Game of Thrones, he would be a really good Hagrid. Hagrid?
Hagrid.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you're doing it. You got it.
You're a wizard, Harry.
So McGonagall.
McGonagall.
Yeah.
So my first choice was my mom.
Okay.
Okay.
Because she is a McGonagall. I don't have a picture of her. I'm sorry. I don't know if she'd want her picture on the internet.
Does she cosplay?
No, she doesn't. But
she's real life McGonagall.
She's like real life McGonagall.
Nice.
But my second choice was a cosplayer that I follow. It's X Andreas X.
Oh, yeah.
She does a cosplay of her.
That's really good.
Yeah, her stuff is, like, really makeup heavy, but...
Okay.
I like it. Yeah.
That's a great picture, too.
She actually cosplays all the Harry Potter characters.
Oh.
Yeah, because she does, like, a lot of makeup cosplay instead of sewing or whatever. But, yeah, she does them all. It's crazy.
Nice.
Her Hermione's really good, too, but I liked her McGonagall.
Yeah, that's really good. My choices for McGonagall was Charlotte Rampling. That's my first one.
Oh, okay. I know who that is.
Well, while I was looking,
you know who I actually thought could be a good McGonagall too? I just have no idea what her name is. The woman with the pink or purple hair in Star Wars.
Oh, Laura Dern.
I don't know her name. I don't even know her name in Star Wars.
Laura Dern yeah.
would be good. I thought she would be a really good McGonagall. I didn't write it down because I couldn't figure out her name. I googled pink haired lady in Star Wars and nothing came up.
Nice. Yeah, she was in Jurassic Park and
yeah. I thought she'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost picked her for one of mine, but
her character's name in the movie is Holdo.
Okay.
Yeah. So Charlotte Rampling.
Whoa, yeah, she would be a good one.
Yeah, and while I was looking her up, I found out they're making another Dune movie.
Oh, interesting.
They're rebooting that and she's gonna be in it.
All right.
So there's a plug for the new Dune movie. my second choice for McGonagall was Viola Davis.
Oh, I almost considered her.
I know who that is. Yeah. She would be a really good McGonagall. She would be.
How to Get Away with Murder and...
She was in the Suicide Squad. Yeah.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
She would be a good McGonagall.
I think she would
like
just
her.
Kill it as yeah. McGonagall. Either on She's her like good side or stern. Bad side.
Yeah, yeah.
My first choice is Jodie Foster.
Okay. I could see that.
I don't have much else to say about her. I mean, she's Jodie Foster. Yeah, she's been around forever.
Yeah.
I think she could do the mix of... Because McGonagall is very stern, but she's also very helpful.
Yeah, she's super helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just that you don't expect it from her mm-hmm. because she puts up such a...
She puts up a wall, and then she has, like... She has, like, resting bitch face.
Right.
Yeah.
She really does.
Right.
But she's like really nice and she exactly. cares about other people a lot.
Yeah. I thought that would be a good choice. And then my second choice, not so. Nothing against the actress, of course, but Ming-Na Wen.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
She was in Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, is she the mom?
And she's also on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, no,
never seen it.
Okay. I think I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Agent May on.
I don't know who that is. So I have no opinion on it.
First few seasons are good.
I can't get into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because I don't like any of the people that are in it.
Yeah. It's. I watched it because it's Marvel, but right. and then I just kind of stopped watching it. It doesn't really hold my attention.
I kind of hate
attention.
Jessica Jones.
Yeah, I like that one. I didn't really like. What was it? Luke Cage was okay.
Luke Cage started off really good.
Yeah,
and then there was just like a decline, and then
Iron Fist. I couldn't
Iron
get
Fist.
Like I watched the first season of that and just
mm-hmm.
didn't.
That was
really
another
like
one
it.
Where I liked the beginning and didn't like the end.
I think they could have cast that better and rewrote it better.
Yeah.
And Punisher and Daredevil are probably my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so...
So who's next?
Snape.
Snape.
Is next.
Severus Snape.
So the cosplayer that I picked for Snape, I accidentally liked a really old picture of him. And then he commented on my pictures on my Instagram because I do like a gender bend Draco Malfoy.
Okay.
And he commented on it and he's like, as a Professor Snape cosplayer, I approve of this cosplay. So now we're friends.
Nice.
But Legend Cosplay 67 is his name.
Okay.
Makes a really good Snape.
Has he been to any of the mm-hmm. Portland ones?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've met him in Seattle before.
Because I think I've seen him
yeah,
before.
Yeah, he looks really familiar. But I couldn't find any information about him. Because he like doesn't post a lot.
Okay.
But I feel like I met him at Emerald City one year.
Yeah, because I think I've seen him.
Because I was specifically looking for the dude that I met in Emerald City. And I think this is him.
Okay.
I also picked... this one might be weird, but I thought Keanu Reeves
Ooh.
Would be a good Snape.
Oh,
John
yeah.
Wick.
Yeah. I thought he would make a good Snape.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Very deadpan.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just needs to like draw out his sentences a little and he'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Don't, yeah. Well, he did a Shakespeare movie a long time ago and he's like the only one in the movie who did not do an English accent.
It oh, interesting.
It's like...
He wasn't even.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
he could just do that for Snape. That would just be
yeah.
add that much more to the character.
Yeah.
Right.
For myself, my first choice was Jason Fleming.
Oh, that name sounds familiar.
He was in Snatch, Lock, Stock, and Two Barrel. I can't remember. It's a Guy Ritchie movie. He was in Benjamin Button as Benjamin Button's dad.
Okay. The name's on, I can't put a face to him.
Yeah, Jason. They pull up a picture. This gentleman
here.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know who that is.
Yeah.
I could see that. He would be a really good Snape.
Yeah. I think he, yeah, he'd definitely pull it off. Yeah. And my other choice for Snape was Idris Elba. He was in Thor. He was the gatekeeper.
He's
in Thor.
Heimdall in
Thor. Oh, okay. Luther. That would be an interesting Snape.
I think, yeah, he could. I'd like to see him play like more of the bad guy roles.
Yeah.
And kind of the villain roles.
That could be cool.
He was in the Gunslinger. The Stephen King.
Yeah. Dark something or other.
Who's
Dark
Tower. The dude that plays Loki. The dude that plays Loki could be a good Snape.
Oh, yeah. Tom Middleton.
Hiddleston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He could be a good Snape.
He would. But yeah, I think Idris Elba or Jason Fleming would be pretty good.
Nice.
Definitely have an evil streak.
It's hard to top Alan Rickman, just because Alan Rickman is
he's perfect.
Is Snape.
Yeah. He's... my first choice was Hugo Weaving.
Ooh.
He was Agent Smith in the Matrix movies.
Oh.
He played the Red Skull in the first Captain America.
He was in Lord of the Rings as one of the Elven
Kings. He played Elrond, the elf, in the Lord of the Rings movies. He's been in all sorts of stuff. And he's just got that voice.
Yeah.
That voice. And then my second choice, Gary Oldman.
Again, the name sounds really familiar.
American actor. And he's an amazing actor. He looks different in like every movie.
He was in Batman. He was... Gordon in
Batman. Oh, Commissioner Gordon, yeah. Okay. Yeah, new Batman, The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
He was in The Fifth Element as the main bad guy.
Yeah, he would be a really good Snape.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to keep those glasses as Snape, though.
Yeah, those glasses right there.
A nerdy Snape. I guess Snape's kind of a nerd.
He is kind of a nerd.
Yeah.
Well, he gets more developed in the later books.
That's a theme. I understand that the books get better as they go along.
Yeah. They get more relatable. Mm-hmm. Like, it was different reading it as a kid because I kind of like grew up around the same age as them.
Right.
So as the books came out, I was like, oh, we're almost the same age. So it was really like relatable for all of the books for me. Mm-hmm. But as an adult, the more you read them, the more relatable they'll get because it gets more adult themed.
Yeah.
So you'll be like, oh, I'm not just reading about, like, children running around the school anymore.
Catching magic and solving puzzles. Now it's actual.
And then the next one is...
Voldemort.
Professor Quill.
Oh, that's right. Professor Quill, I did not do. I'm very sorry.
I had to look him up because I didn't remember him from the book.
Kind of hate Professor Quill.
Yeah, he's kind of... He was one of the main protagonists in the book.
I tried. First
book. He dies at the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, spoilers. I tried to find someone for him, and I could not do it out of hatred for some reason. I had a hard time with him.
That's fine.
So yeah.
My deepest apologies. He's in
that position
him.
As the teacher for
Defense of the Dark
Arts, who just no one could keep that job.
Yeah.
It's a cursed position.
Yeah. It is.
He stutters.
Mm-hmm. He does, yep. But for him, I chose Cillian Murphy.
I don't know who that is.
He played the Scarecrow.
Oh, yeah, I do know him. Okay, he could
in
be good.
In Batman.
Yeah.
He was also in Peaky Blinders.
He would be a better
Blinders.
Professor Quirrell.
Yeah. Just definitely. Someone kind of skinny.
I don't like him from the movies. I think that the movie actor, whoever is his actor.
Didn't do a good job of it.
Yeah, I think he ruined that character for me.
Yeah.
It made me hate him. He's not good. I wish they could have picked someone with a real stutter.
Yeah, or pick someone like with a bigger name.
Yeah.
Get more draw. They didn't do it right. They should have listened to us.
Yeah. God, watch this in the past.
Second choice was Sacha Baron Cohen.
Okay. That could be cool.
Borat.
Yeah.
I just imagine him from Les Mis as the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can he be Quirrell as Borat, though?
Yes.
Yes.
Please.
Yes, he can. It's your movie. You're casting it on a TV series. Of course you can pick.
Pick the direction he goes. Just do Borat.
Yeah. He sees the Sorcerer's Stone. He's like, very nice.
How much?
Oh, That would be great.
Who'd you choose, Brian?
My first choice is Russell Brand.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
I thought he's British.
Yeah.
And he's also kind of that kind
British only requirement.
also kind of goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's got kind of a weird confidence about him.
I like him for that.
Yeah. And then my second choice, and this one may not match, Steve Buscemi.
I don't know. The name sounds familiar. Can't put face to it.
Actor has been around for a long time.
He was in Con Air, right?
He's got one of those faces. I bet as soon as I bring him up, you'll know exactly.
Oh, was he? He was in Con Air. He was in...
Big Lebowski. Fargo.
Who was he in Lebowski?
He was one of their friends. I can't remember the character's name. Who bowled with John Goodman.
Oh my God! Yes! Him! Yep. He would be perfect. Yes. I know who that is. You know why I know who he is so well? People, when my Diablo cosplay went viral on Reddit, you know the one where I have the one with no makeup and then as Diablo?
Mm-hmm.
They called me him over and over in the comments.
And you had to look him up.
Because I have big eyes. Mm-hmm. And so, like, without makeup, they're like, oh, she looks like, what's his name?
Oh.
I was like, he's hilarious. Thank you.
Got kind of a high raspy voice.
Yeah. No, I pick him.
He was Mike Wazowski in Monsters, Inc.
Oh my God, he is, isn't he?
What, or no, that was that Billy Crystal? He was the Salamander guy.
Okay. Salamander.
Randall. The one who camouflages.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh man, that's a good one.
And that leaves Voldemort.
Yeah, okay, he should not be named.
For Voldemort, I picked myself. No. I did put / me on it. So
that'd be a first for our podcast. I mean, 12 episodes in and we've never picked ourselves something.
Yeah.
That's good.
I picked me for Voldemort. I'm pretty sure Voldemort is my father. So, no, for Voldemort, are you guys like huge YouTube watchers or anything?
Some, yeah.
Okay, you know who Jeffree Star is, right?
No.
Jeffree Star.
Okay, he was huge, like, MySpace days.
Okay.
And he does, like, makeup now. But another makeup artist, Mikey Glam and Gore, did him as Voldemort.
Okay.
And he is the sassy queen we all need.
Oh, yeah. That's great. I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he would be great.
Yeah. The video is hilarious. If you haven't seen this video, you should watch it. It's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be amazing.
But he puts Gucci on after he's done being transformed into Voldemort. Mm-hmm. Like, that is such a Voldemort thing to do. Voldemort would totally wear Gucci.
He definitely would.
I love it. But this is him as like half. Oh my God, it's not going to load. Ugh, he's a great Voldemort. I see him as Voldemort.
I could totally see that.
As soon as I saw that video, I was like, he's my new canon Voldemort.
Right there, yeah. Did you have anyone else other than yourself and him?
No.
That's two picks. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
For him, I kind of went in a different direction. I didn't really want that kind of makeup, mm-hmm. what I was envisioning. More as kind of like a more imposing bad guy.
Yeah.
So I chose Liam Neeson.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
And I always want to see him as a bad guy, not kind of an anti-hero, but maybe he could be the...
Like a full-on bad guy?
A full-on bad guy. Where he thinks he is the hero trying to preserve the bloodlines.
Yeah. He'd be good at that.
Yeah.
I like that one.
And it would be sad to see him die, but I like Liam Neeson a lot. Second pick was Viggo Mortensen.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, Viggo would be good.
He was in Lord of the Rings as Aragorn.
Oh my God. What else is he in?
The Road.
I'm thinking of a very specific character with him, and I cannot remember what it is. I know who that is, though.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings was his big thing.
What's his name?
He's Aragorn in Lord of the Rings.
Viggo Mortensen. He's been in a lot of stuff. I like him.
He hasn't been that active lately.
Yeah, but I think you'd definitely be able to play the Dark Lord Voldemort.
Yeah, I could see him as it. Yeah. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy.
He's got that, you know, angular, super angular face.
Angry, angular face. Yeah. Someone you don't want to mess with.
Yeah. He's in something really obscure that I'm thinking of, and I just can't remember what it is. It
sounds about right for
him. History of Violence.
I'm like looking through all the movies.
Well, who did you pick,
I'll
Brian?
Find it as soon as I leave here, I'm sure.
My first choice is Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh, yeah.
I need a picture.
James Bond.
He's Hannibal on the TV show Hannibal.
Yeah.
He also played a kind of good guy in Rogue One in the one Star Wars movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, super. I mean, just look at him.
Yeah, yeah, just look at him. He looks evil.
He's a bad guy.
Totally.
Casino Royale.
He
kind of
looks like Draco's dad, too.
He'd be a good choice for that.
Yeah, he'd be a good choice for that.
And my second choice, Malcolm McDowell.
I don't think I know that one either.
I think I know who he is.
I'm just real
Clockwork Orange.
Oh, is he the main dude?
Yeah, main.
Okay.
Plays Alex in Clockwork Orange.
That would be a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's much older now. So,
yeah, yeah. You know.
He's had time to grow.
Makeup is great. Yeah.
Yes.
That would be a really good one.
Yeah.
So I did a bonus one.
I did too.
You did a bonus?
Okay, yeah.
I don't have a bonus.
I did Dobby.
I did the Sorting Hat.
Ooh, I almost did the Sorting Hat. And then I didn't.
You cast the Sorting Hat?
Yeah.
Isn't it just a hat?
But it has personality.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, voice actors. That's totally fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I picked Dobby.
Okay.
And I pick my dog when she's in the bath.
Sushi?
Yeah. I have a picture to prove that she makes a good Dobby.
Oh god,
she has really big ears.
yep yeah.
And another one.
No,
so I want my dog to be Dobby.
Okay.
Except she's not allowed to die,
right? Well, it's just the first
and Dobby's
book.
Not in the first one. Yeah,
we're just doing the first book,
so. Yeah, but I still pick her.
Perfect. Yeah, my choice for the Sorting Hat, first one was Dave Fennoy. He was the voice of Lee Everett in The Walking Dead.
Ooh.
Sidebar, Brian and I were playing that last night.
Oh, really?
We just started playing that last night.
Nice. Yeah. That would be good. I like
he
that.
He has kind of the deep, cool
he's
voice.
Like got, yeah, he's just got one of those voices. Yeah. That's just amazing.
And the other person, similar to that, James Earl Jones, who played a voice of Darth Vader.
Ooh. Oh, can we get an evil Sorting Hat?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Not evil, Slytherin.
Yeah.
I guess the Sorting Hat would be above the whole house thing, right?
Yeah, he gets to put you wherever.
Yeah.
Got to,
gets to pick. He just puts everyone in Slytherin.
Or no one in Slytherin.
Oh, or that. Or that.
Keeps it all for himself.
Yeah, yep. That's true.
Yeah.
I almost did the Sorting Hat. Now I wish I did it. Okay.
So final casting call. Yeah. Sorry, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Who's going to be our Harry Potter in our reboot?
I liked who, one of the people you did. I can't remember the names.
Caleb McLaughlin, Lucas from Stranger Things.
I think Lucas was it.
Caleb.
I like him.
He was good.
Mm-hmm.
This guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I like him as Harry.
I think you'd do a good job as Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go with Tom Holland, though.
Tom Holland's really good, too. That's also a really good choice. One of them. Who do you pick?
Yeah, I mean, Caleb. I like Caleb. He was my first choice.
Ron Weasley?
I can't remember.
I picked... Saoirse Ronan and Keiji Apa. Who is
I had Noah Schnapp and Noah Jupe, both from Stranger Things.
That's right. I don't know. I like my cosplayer, dude.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
he does.
Should we just pick one since it's...
Pick
like
one?
Narrow it down instead of the poll thing.
It's our poll thing, what we want for our movie.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Saoirse Ronan. I think she would kill it as Ron.
Yeah.
And I really like her.
Noah Schnapp.
Okay.
Nice.
Main guy from Stranger Things.
Hermione?
The yours from Sabrina.
Oh yeah,
I pick her.
Karen Shipka.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd be.
She'd be a good, good one.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick her. I think that's unanimous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, listeners, who do you think should be Hermione?
Right in with your choice.
All the comments.
If you can beat Sabrina, the teenage witch,
yeah,
try it.
You can't.
Neville.
I still pick Josh Peck.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's a good choice.
I still pick him.
Max. I'm gonna go with John Boyega.
Okay. Good choice. He's a good one.
I only had the one choice, so Wyatt. I like John Boyega, though. That's a good choice.
He needs to be in more stuff.
More stuff.
We're giving him some roles. Right.
have his agent call us. Yeah. And we'll just, you know, we'll suggest things
giving him,
that he can
giving
be
him
in.
Work until he's done.
Draco?
Draco, I picked the dude from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joffrey.
Yeah, that guy.
Jack Gleason.
Mm-hmm. He's a good one.
I think I'm going to go with Gavin Leatherwood, who's also in Sabrina, the other sorcerer there. I just think something about him would be a fresh take on Draco.
I like Jack Gleason.
He's a good one.
He's good.
All choices are valid, you know.
I know.
Dumbledore?
Ooh, I'm going with one of the dudes that you said.
I said Anthony Hopkins or Christoph Waltz.
Christoph.
I think, I was going to go with Christoph Waltz as well.
That's a good one.
That's a good choice.
But even though I do like your cosplayer.
Yeah. A nice, sassy.
Yep.
What was their
Dumbledore.
Name?
It was Vandershark.
Vandershark.
Vandershark or Vandersnark. I can't even read my own handwriting. It'll be linked below.
It'll be, all right. It's in the links. Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Hagrid.
I still pick Sean.
Sean is a good choice.
Still pick Sean.
Shout out to Sean.
Yeah. Sean, you are now Hagrid.
Yeah, no, I'm really probably going to call him Hagrid.
We need to force him to do a Hagrid cosplay.
Oh, yeah. Because
he hasn't done one. When we were all going to do Harry Potter, he was going to do it.
Okay.
Remember for Rose City?
Yeah, we should do it then for Rose City just to get him to do it.
I know. That's our only reason. None of us will show up in cosplay. We'll just make him do it.
No, we didn't. We didn't force you to do that.
No.
You just like Hagrid. You look like him.
Duh.
I think I'm going to go Dave Bautista, though, for Hagrid.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting choice.
Yeah.
Like Rory McCann.
Okay. I like him, too.
Yeah, he's a good one.
McGonagall.
I still say the Star Wars lady now.
Laura Fern.
Yeah.
Laura Dern.
Dern, not Fern.
Dern.
Dern, yeah. I think she's good.
Yeah.
She would be awesome.
I still pick her.
Yeah.
I have a crush on her.
So oh, nice.
I think I'm going to go with Viola Davis, just because I really awesome like choice. Her as an actress, and that's I think she fits the bill for McGonagall.
Yeah.
Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
That's my vote.
Severus Snape.
You picked somebody that I liked.
Hugo Weaving.
I think that was it.
Who's the Agent Smith guy?
Yeah, him.
Or like Gary Oldman.
I think it was Hugo.
Hugo Weaving.
Yeah. I liked him.
That's my choice, too.
I think I like Idris Elba. He was Luther in the BBC TV show. Mm-hmm. And
right. He's more of a badass on Luther, right?
Yeah, he's a what is it? Rogue cop, loose cannon cop,
right?
With nothing left to lose.
And Quirrell.
Quirrell, I picked the dude that people tell me that I look like.
Russell without Brand.
Makeup. Yeah, he's like perfect.
Steve Buscemi, or
yeah, was the other choice was Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Russell Brand is what she's thinking of.
No.
Steve Buscemi.
Oh, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Okay.
I pick him. Yeah,
Sammy.
Awesome. I can see him as Quirrell.
Yeah. He'd be way better than the current actor. Sorry to the current actor, but you're not that good.
It's all right. You know, he's just cashing the big movie checks.
Yeah.
He's fine. He's doing fine.
He doesn't care about my criticism. He's like, I have money.
Yep. I think I'm going to go with Sacha Baron Cohen, Borat as Professor Quill.
I like it.
That's a really good choice. I really like Russell Brand.
I think he'd be good, too.
He'd be good.
Yeah.
Kind of the stoner.
Yeah.
Truth. Tell them the truth.
I mean, Quirrell's a drunk, so you can just change it.
Yeah, just getting high the whole time.
Yeah.
And then he who shall not be named.
Still, yeah. Jeffree Star.
Yeah, he's really good.
I still pick him.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go with Liam Neeson.
He's really good.
Someone I don't want to fuck with.
Yeah.
He's a wizard with
particular
skills.
I don't
want to
fuck
skills.
With Jeffree Star either, though. I'd be scared of him.
Yeah.
He'd kill me with makeup or something.
Like Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yours was good, too.
And then the bonus ones, Sushi.
Sushi has Dobby.
Yep. And I think I'm going to go with James Earl Jones for the hat. Sorting
I like
hat.
That. Cool.
Yeah, his voice is amazing.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's a good actor, too.
Yeah.
So.
Usually he just dresses up like a hat and sits on people.
Or just kind of like hovers above them wearing a hat.
There you go. That would be great.
And no one just like says anything.
Yeah.
Just like it's just him. This is a sorting hat. Is that a name or is he actually the hat?
It's just sorting hat. Yeah. Cool.
So yeah, that was the final casting call. If you
survived.
We did.
I did it.
The lightning round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pun intended.
Hey.
So yeah, if you agree or disagree or... Or neutral about your
we
art
don't
choices.
Care.
We do care. No, wait. We do care. We want feedback.
We do.
And we'd love to hear if you can top our choices on any
do
of
you
them.
Do you have like a comment section?
We do. We also have Twitter and
Instagram.
Okay. And
a Facebook
I wasn't aware
page.
There's a Twitter. I love Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll have to give it to
Uncasting Pod at Uncasting Pod is our Twitter handle
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
follow
tweet
us on
tweet
Twitter.
All the things.
Yeah, I think that's where we normally post a lot of stuff is Twitter on.
Yeah, I always post a new episode there. Every once in a while, I'll post something. I need to be more active on there, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, and we also have a Twitch, which is coming soon to
a
living room
Twitch.
Near you.
Yeah.
Or a phone, probably more likely a phone near you.
Whatever, you know, whatever screen you have handy, we'll do it.
And then you can also email us something if you like.
Yeah, give ideas. You guys do games too, right? You did Fallout?
We do games. We want to do more games. Yeah. I think we're still figuring that part out.
Yeah. Our first episode was Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
We cast that. That was
That'd
fun.
Be cool.
Yeah. We do like doing games. So yeah, you can email us something@uncasting.com.
Yeah, not nothing. It's something@uncasting.com. Because
awesome. You have something to say to us. You can find myself on the Instagrams and Twitters.
Mm-hmm.
My handle is @MaxBrum, which is my name, MaxBrumm. I'm more active on Instagram, but both are fun to follow. I just retweet and like a lot of stuff on Twitter more than I post. Where can people find you, Brian?
I am also on Twitter and Instagram, @LunarObverse, LunarObverse. I've had that handle forever.
Nice.
Long, long time. It's a moon reference. And then, of course, our special guest, where can people find you?
I'm Damn Jackie on just everything. But you don't need to follow me. I'm a pleb.
No. And I do
really cringy Twitch stream videos if you want some horrible ASMR in your faces.
Some lovely ASMR.
Some great ASMR.
Yeah, and you also do amazing cosplays.
No.
Yes, amazing cosplays. It's true.
Thanks.
Yep. And you're an amazing artist. You have a store as well, Etsy store, correct?
Yeah, not really anymore, though.
And you have a Patreon if people want to help support you. Which...
It's 18 plus, though.
Okay.
If you're not an adult, get out of here.
Yep. I support everyone who's 18 or older listening to go help you out because you're an amazing content
creator.
Our
podcast is explicit content.
Cool.
So.
Okay, good. Get out of here, children.
Come back when you're older.
Yeah.
Yeah. they can contact you on, through email if you want to have any bookings for your cosplays. And
I mean, just anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Just all the things.
Cool.
Perfect.
If you just type it into Google, it'll pop up.
And that's
or That 70s Show will pop up. It's either me or the Jackie girl from That 70s Show that always comes up.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Mm-hmm. That's where I got the name from.
Gotcha.
My name's spelled differently, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
C-Q.
J-A-C-Q-U-I-E.
Right.
Yeah. But perfect. She still comes up if you type it that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I guess you're beating the SEO stuff on Google.
That's a win. Teach us that. We need to know that stuff. Oh,
it's hard.
It's hard.
I've had the screen name for like 8 years as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by like my fourth year of using it, like actively, like on YouTube and stuff, is when I finally came up more than she did. When you would like type Damn Jackie, and even if you spell it C-K-I-E. I will come up before her now.
That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah. And I'm like, yes, I beat her.
That's winning right there.
So come to my Instagram and make I can't change the weather jokes, because that's what everybody does.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us.
No, thank you. This was fun.
Yeah. I'm so glad you could help us out. Hopefully you can come back for more.
For sure.
More Harry Potter, more
maybe we can do
uncasting.
The other books. Are there, there are more characters in the other books, right?
There's so many more. Yeah.
And there's a lot of good cosplayers who do a lot of the other characters as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, let's do an anime one.
Yeah.
Where it's all voice actors. Or we pick the anime character that is something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's turn Harry Potter into anime.
We could definitely do that.
That would be hilarious.
Oh, interesting.
You don't watch anime, or do you?
Some, yeah.
Some, okay.
My mind is like not processing the whole idea.
Anime is what I mostly watch.
Gotcha. What about live casting an anime?
That'd be cool. Like a live action.
Yeah.
Anime.
Do it actually well and not from
that would be good. There are some good live actions. You just have to find them.
You do.
Yeah.
The Pokemon one's gonna be good.
Oh, I cannot
wait. Detective Pikachu.
I cannot wait.
That one looks amazing.
It's like half live action though. It's like what they did with Lion King. How they said it was live action. That's not live action. Sorry. Politics.
Controversial opinions.
Anyways.
Well, yeah, well, thanks for joining us. And
no, thank you.
Hopefully you come back on and help us finish off the Harry Potter and more.
Yeah.
We loved having you.
I loved being here.
And thank you again. Tune in next time for our next episode.
Boop.
Boop.
You can do the do 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 do. We could like beatbox it.
I don't know it that well.
Come on, Brian.